And don't forget to check out my Thursday Encore show, 2 to 5 p.m., the Zombo Deep Archive. And next Thursday's show is going to be the original rebroadcast. Well, it's originally broadcasted. It's going to be a rebroadcast from January the 9th, 2009. So, like I'm saying, aside from the different underwriters and different PSAs and different music and different Zombo and a different time and a simpler time, it's all the same show. It's all the same show. Let's see here. It is noon o'clock. Let's garage it up a bit. And the interesting thing about this band is the band called The Wipers out of the Pacific Northwest. Really underrated band. They were the bridge between punk rock and grunge. This is the band that all the grunge bands tried to copy. Kind of like when the Pixies came out. All of a sudden, all these other bands start sounding like watered-down Pixies. But The Wipers... Just a very important band. Can this be? I mean, it's a fine mix of like almost grunge, but not grunge because I'm not a grunge fan. And with some pop and melodic sensibilities, but with a punk rock edge. Can this be The Wipers? Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT. a bit of a different tune from the Monks. The Monks did, you know, songs like Shut Up and I Hate You, and they're really considered the first, the grandfathers of punk rock music. And they're just a legendary band from Germany. They're American soldiers that were stationed in Germany, decided to stay there, and shave their heads like monks, wear all black little neckties that look like nooses, and really were like any other band. And that was from their demo, actually, from Hamburg. Never was officially released, and that was Julia, a prettier tune than what they're used to ever doing. And before that, we heard the Wipers doing Can This Be? And wow. Then that is from like early, mid-80s, I think. It's that old, too. It just holds up really well. So this is a neat little record. It is a country bluegrass Pink Floyd record. And this is David West and Company's version of Astronomy Domine. By the way, it's in your brain. And you listen to the BRCT. And this is Zombo. And here's the song. Thank you.
Susan, hieß das Mädchen, und du wolltest mit ihr leben. In dem kleinen Haus am Ufer hat sie dir ihr Herz gegeben. Du erzähltest von der Zukunft, von den endlos großen Plänen. Sie saß stumm zu deinen Füßen, träumte nur von all dem Schönen. Und sie wollte zu dir halten, wollte alles mit dir teilen. Doch es waren Illusionen, denn dein Weg war immer ruhlos. Du kannst nirgendwo verweilen. Darum rede nicht von Liebe, die ein junges Herz nur kennt. Denn du kannst kein Glück verschenken, weil das Feuer deiner Liebe nicht mehr brennt. Susan, so hieß das Mädchen, und sie war so jung an Jahren, und du warst für sie ein König, denn sie war so unerfahren. Für dich war es nur Gewohnheit, doch für sie die Welt auf Erden. Keiner kann mit einer Lüge auf die Dauer glücklich werden. Darum musste sie auf einmal aus der Träumerei erwachen. Und sie konnte nicht mehr weinen, und sie konnte seit diesem Tage nicht mehr lachen. Darum rede nicht von Liebe, die ein junges Herz nur kennt. Denn du kannst kein Glück verschenken, weil das Feuer deiner Liebe nicht mehr brennt.
Gosto muito de te ver, leãozinho, caminhando sob o sol. Gosto muito de você, leãozinho. Para desentristecer, leãozinho, o meu coração tão só. Basta eu encontrar você no caminho. Filhote de leão, raio da manhã, arrastando meu olhar como um imã. O meu coração é o sol, pai de toda cor. Quando ele lhe doura a pele ao léu. Gosto de te ver ao sol, leãozinho, de te ver entrar no mar. Tua pele, tua luz, tua juba. Gosto de ficar ao sol, leãozinho, de molhar minha juba. De estar perto de você e entrar no mar. Gosto muito de te ver, leãozinho, caminhando sob o sol. Gosto muito de você, leãozinho. Para desentristecer, leãozinho, o meu coração tão só. Basta eu encontrar você no caminho. um filhote de leão, um raio da manhã, arrastando meu olhar como um imã. O meu coração é o sol, pai de toda cor. Quando ele lhe doura a pele ao léu, gosto de te ver ao sol, leãozinho, de te ver entrar no mar. Tua pele, tua luz, tua juba. Gosto de ficar ao sol, leãozinho, de molhar minha juba, de estar perto de você e entrar no mar.
One of the most beautiful songs, almost makes me tear up. It's such a beautiful tune. Caetano Veloso with Oliozinho, which means little lion. Little lion. Before that, wow, that's just such a pretty tune. It's nice to have like pretty tunes every now and then. Suzanne, or Suzanne, by Dunja Rathgart. And that was the German cover version of Leonard Cohen's Suzanne. And we heard Doug... What was it? Doug Welter? What was his name? David West and Company from their Picking on Pink Floyd album, Astronomy. Don't mind that little bluegrass version of Astronomy. It was kind of a big version. Okay, we got all that prettiness, right? Let's get dirty. Yeah.
One, two, three,
hey, Lake Ray, Hidden Charms.
You're a little sweet as honey cream. You're the sweetest girl I've ever seen. Well, your touch is so soft and your heart is warm. What moves me, darling? And honey, do I think about you? That's all I do. But we get water in my arms. Why tell me, darling?
I grew up in a rusty shack. All I owned was a hanging old
Only you know how I love this place called Tobacco Road. But it's home, the only lie I've ever known. Only you know how I love Tobacco Road.
And Johnny's gonna go with me. Well, John Hardy had a mother and a father too. We sent for him to come and go his bail, but there was not no bailout for the murdering men. So they took John Hardy back to jail, both boys. They took John Hardy back to jail. Now listen, well, John Hardy, he had a pretty little wife. The dresses she wore was blue. She came to the jailhouse in a crazy tone. Said, Johnny, I've been true to you, oh boy. Said, Johnny, I've been true to you. Well, John Hardy was standing in his cell. The tears was rolling down his eyes. He said, I've been the death of a many a poor boy, but now I'm ready to die, poor boy. And now I am ready to die. Well, I've been to the east and I've been to the west. I've been this whole wide world round. Well, I've been to the East River and I've been baptized. Now take me to my hanging ground, boy, boy. Now take me to my hanging ground. Whoa! Take me to my hanging ground, boy, boy.
The highly underrated and way still cool Sir Douglas Quintet. Oh yeah, knocking out their version of John Hardy. Then we heard Pittsburgh's old noise fest garage rock grandpas, the Swamp Rats, doing Psycho, the version of Psycho by the Sonics. And then we heard the Underground doing the, who wrote that? John Loudermilk. He wrote a lot of great tunes in the 60s and 70s. That was Tobacco Road. And I believe the Blues Magoos and the Nashville Teens made a hit out of that. But I still like this version by the Underground. Nice and gritty. Same as Link Ray, known for Rumble and a bunch of instrumentals, singing his one lung out. Singing his one lung out with Hidden Charms, which I think is an old Willie Dixon tune. I think. I could be wrong. Could be, or Muddy Waters. I think it sounds, that's definitely, to me it sounds like a Willie Dixon tune. But that's just me, and it is just me. Okay, so, we got that out of the way. Feeling a little weird now. We got a half hour to go. I got to throw my Zomba weirdness in every now and then. Just like the, like someone tapping you on the shoulder and you look and it's the other way around. It's that funny, and it's that old. But I found some really great old weird stuff. I'm always finding weird stuff, or weird stuff finds me. And by the way, I want to thank a lot of the audience out there for really not a lot of phone calls today. I was able to just enjoy and power down. So, because like when I was on 2 weeks ago, flooded with telephone calls. And now it's just kind of nice, quiet, and I'm able to find my sea legs for a week. It's always nice to hear from you guys. But it's also nice to get my deep listening going on. I'm filling out some logs, figuring things out, but a lot of times just staring. Just staring off into the distance. Well, there's not much distance down here, but just staring off as I listen and dig the music. And hopefully some folks, you can find some time just to listen to this show and do nothing. Sometimes it is wonderful to do nothing. It is very good for your soul. Very good for your soul to do nothing. Not all the time, but you do need some powering down every now and then. So this is a great, great find. It's an old weird 45 from Mary Fran Purse. And it's a pretty funny little tune. It's called Lime Jello Marshmallow Surprise. Here it is. Somewhat in thine brain.
Ladies, the minutes will soon be read tonight. The garden club and weaving class, I'm sure, have much to say. But next week is our culture night, our biggest, best event. And I've just made a dish for it you'll all, by heaven sent. It's my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. With slices of pimento, you won't believe your eyes. All topped with a pineapple ring with a dash of mayonnaise. My vanilla wafers round the edge will win your highest praise. And Mrs. Jones is making scones that are filled with peanut mousse. To be followed by a chicken bowl that's made in the shape of a goose. For ladies who must watch those pounds, we found a special dish. rice with bits of tuna fish. My lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. Truly a creation that defies. Will go so well with Mrs. Bell's creation of the week. Shrimp salad topped with chocolate sauce and garnished with a leek. And Mrs. Perkins' walnut loaf that's crowned with melted cheese. Was such a hit last culture night we asked no seconds, please. Now you must try her hot dog pie with candied mushroom slices. Those ladies who resigned last year, they just don't know what nice is.
Yep, nothing like some weird old Christianity to frighten the kids and entertain the adults. So that was Satan Has Been Paralyzed by David Engels. Whew. There's actually a video of that somewhere, which was done with puppets. And I don't even want to tell you where you can see that, because that'll be scarring. Just scar you for life. And I just want to scar your brain. I don't want to scar your life. And we heard Lime Mellow Marshmallow Cottage Cheese Surprise by Mary Fran Purse. Oh, you know, now it's time for a nice little eclectic breather, is what I would like to call this. And from St. Petersburg, Russia, which isn't such a famous spot. But this band, Messerfrau Müller, from that area, did some amazing music. They went on to be Messer Chaps, but back in the 90s, they did some wonderful, wonderful pieces. This is from their album, Secondhand Dreams. Messer Frau Müller, which means knives for Mrs. Miller. Mind-blowingly wonderful. Waldeck. Wow. That song can just go on and on and on. I love it. It was a version, a cover version of King Crimson's I Talk to the Wind from the first album, Court of the Crimson King, Court of the Crimson King. And that was from a neat little compilation called Electronic Covers. And they did a great job with that. A couple weeks ago, I played a different version. It was by Ski Whiff of Man of Constant Sorrow, but just recreating a lot of these really well-written tunes, but very tastefully electronic. Yes. Before that, we had Mr. Fail Mueller with Secondhand Dreams. And I got to do these PSAs. So let's open up the gates of irony. That's right. The gates of irony. Check out this PSA from 2008. Okay, here we go. Should Americans be preparing for a potential serious pandemic flu? 2008. And the answer is yes. It is impossible to predict when the next flu pandemic will occur and how severe it will be, but plan now. Store a supply of water, food, and medicines in case you can't get them for a while. Listen to that, the gates of irony. I probably read that 1,000 times from 2008 and just got, okay, I'm just reading some words. Get involved with local efforts to prepare, stay informed, do what you can, wear a mask, get vaccinated. How crazy is this? The gates of irony are closing. Visit pandemicflu.gov or 1CDC info. Know what to do about the pandemic flu. They even made a little cute on the end. They did not know where they were going, but hot damn tamale. Let's open up the gates of irony again with another old PSA from 2007. You know, global warming, it can happen. We can all make a difference. If every family replaced 3 light bulbs with compact fluorescent lights, taking 1.35 million cars off the road. FightGlobalWarming.com. Brought to you by the Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, the Ad Council, and the Gates of Irony. So I just opened up my email. Saw something from my old pal, Southside Ray. And it's interesting because somehow I didn't make it to the number one song yesterday on the Zombo Deep Archive. And by chance, he drops me that email. Doesn't know what it is. Do you know what it was, Ray? Zombie the Greek by the Fiends in Your Brain.
We'll be right back.
And that answers the age-old question, at least age-old from yesterday, when I had Zombo's Deke Archives. And you can check out that show Thursdays, 2 to 5 p.m. right here on this here station, where I go back into time. And that show that I played yesterday was the beginning of it all. I started getting some real good digital copies of the show in 2009. And yesterday's show was from the 2nd of January. And what it was, I did a countdown of my 100, or the number one top songs in my brain, or 100 songs that, and at that time, there was a lot of things I didn't remember playing, and a lot of things now probably wouldn't be, that's 12 years ago, okay? But it was interesting, because it was like, okay, oh, that song, yeah, that was a good one, and then now I'm like, well, that was good, but it really wasn't top 100, but I have to like re-edit the shows, and I have to like put disclaimers all through it, making sure people don't go to the Shadow Lounge or Paul CDs because they are closed, because I was promoting that in 2009. I don't want anybody to get their hopes up that those places are still around, because sadly they are not. So when you hear the shows on Thursdays, they are rebroadcast. Deep Archives, live Friday, so you get the best of both worlds, or I get the best of both worlds. I get to go in, actually, almost back past the gates of irony into some real old shows. All right, so let's prop our toe bones up, take our shoes off, and some old hillbilly stuff. One of the most dangerous men ever in American country music was a guy by the name of Charlie Poole. Pretty much, just a crazed mental case. His own worst enemy. He got one of those shooting, stabbing, fighting guys, raging alcoholic, but an amazing musician. Here's Movin' Day, Charlie Poole.
Come home, keep my honey from the honeycomb. He'll have money, 'cause he told me so this morning. They call this moving day, moving day. I ripped the carpet up off the floor, load you all stoving out the dough. 'Cause moving day, pack your bed quilts and get away. If you spend every cent, you can live out in a tent. It's moving day. Thank you.
X-ray, X-ray, I've had mine. I'm ready now and ready to go. Little old X-ray told me so. Just took a minute, click, 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 for the picture to show I wasn't sick. Thought I wasn't, but I wanted to know. Honey, baby, I am raring to go. Yes, I'm ready now and raring to go. Cause the little old X-ray told me so. Old TB can't get me down. Stopped at the X-ray on the way to town. Took my picture fast and good. Showed just what I thought it would. I am healthy and I'm fine. I know, cause I went through the X-ray line. I'm ready now and raring to go. The little old X-ray told me so. So run down, honey, quick, 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 and let that X-ray click, click, click. X-ray, X-ray time, X-ray, X-ray, I've had mine. Hurry, hurry, hurry on down. Get your place in the X-ray line.
Okay.
And do it today.
Yes, and that was probably from around the big tuberculosis scare, X-ray, and that was Nelly Lutcher. So that was a nice little reminder for folks to take care of themselves even way back when, and have medicine and all that other good stuff, do the best it can. Got time for a couple more tunes. I'll get that phone call in un momento. But we heard Charlie Poole with Moving Day. Now, let's kick it up a bit. Marshall Bontempe, Dig a Hole.
Banjo underneath. fellas say, well, Asia. Everybody knows Doggy got to Miss Baby. She get it too late and again in the groove, and let you walk by so smooth. Well, I often said that I wish that she were mine. Oh, when she's walking by, she blows smoke between my eyes. That's good old Stogie, and you just don't let her light. That's good old Stogie. Dynamite war! Say you want a party, Stogie, be right there. With a long legs and a crimson curly hair. With a great big smile, she got to yell at me by mile. Well, I often said that I wish that she were mine. But when she's a walking by, she blows smoke between my eyes. That's good old Stogie, and you just don't let her light. That's good old Stogie, dynamite war.
Amazing, stupendous, and fabulous Los Marauders. Man, sadly, the guy singing the song, Nobody, passed away about a year or two ago. But boy, they were nuts. If you want to see some crazy stuff on YouTube, look up Los Marauders. They were lots of fun. So it's not all fun here. Matter of fact, it's not a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's too much fun. Gonna end with poignant, something very important. I'll be back. Don't forget the show Thursday, Zombo Deep Archives. I'll be playing the show from 2009, January the 9th. Rebroadcast of All Kinds of Zombo on WBCQ The Planet, which is a shortwave radio station. Shortwave, WBCQ.org and .net. And, of course, RadioCrown.com plays some Zombo stuff, too. But I'm remaining in your brain. Something important that we learned not that long ago, how important the American worker is, and this one's for you.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize. It's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Beautiful tune, Paul Robeson. Joe Hill. Oh, I remain in your brain. See you next week, bums.
I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name's Mark Thanks-a-Lot.
My name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot. I'm the power solid used on lock. I am the poor, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the Sith of wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey girls,
thanks Mark, thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think he's happy, but he's
my name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot. My name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot. My name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot. My name is Mark
Thanks-a-Lot. Hey kids, whoa. It's time for Uncle Mark's cartoon show.
Explains what you know and explains how to show that you'd rather the set with the-